It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As far as movies go, Andy Warhol's 1964 film Empire is not most people's idea of matinee material. The eight-hour experimental film is one continuous stationary shot of the Empire State Building at night. Warhol made plenty of movies, but this is the only one of a building. Today, the Museum of Modern Art will screen Empire as part of its ongoing exhibit called Andy Warhol Motion Pictures. WNYC arts critic Carolina Miranda is planning to tweet about the movie while she watches it in its entirety, and she's here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Carolina, good morning. Now, you're about to watch an eight-hour static shot of the Empire State Building?
Yes.
That sounds, sounds boring.
Well, it probably will be. But one of the reasons I really wanted to do this is because this is one of those films that actually has been rarely screened in its entirety. It spent a couple of decades in storage. One of the master negatives of reels was lost. This is not a film that gets really a regular airing, but everyone talks about it incessantly. Like, everyone in the art world at some point references this movie, either in discussion or in writing. And so for me, it seemed like an opportunity to not only see the film, but to also study a building that is an important New York City icon.
What, 8 hours? Wouldn't 15 or 20 minutes suffice?
Probably. I mean, we are bringing in a host of folks to see it with me, and there's going to be some discussions that go along with it. But yeah, 8 hours is a very long time.
Okay, let's hear a clip of vintage WNYC audio here. This is one of the stars of Warhol's films Ultraviolet discussing the significance of Empire back in 1968.
Maybe it's boring, and it is certainly boring, but if you stare at it for hours and hours, you are more likely to know what the Empire State Building is about. You will discover it's a star.
Andy Warhol was certainly obsessed with stars and stardom. He did film screen tests of his highly attractive friends and did paintings, of course, of famous celebrities. How does a film like Empire fit into this obsession with icons? I guess the Empire State Building is an icon itself.
Exactly. And I think it also, what's interesting about it is that films such as this, the screen tests, which were these four-minute films of his friends sort of hamming it up for the camera, people like Dennis Hopper and Baby Jane Holzer, were really these moving portraits, if you will. They had no narrative. There was no action. The camera did not move. And in that sense, I feel like what Warhol was doing with this film is creating a portrait of this really important New York City icon. And I think that's the way you look at a film like this. Not so much of, okay, I'm going to go see some great action. There's going to be aliens. There's going to be explosions. There'll be a giant ape. It's a portrait, but it just happens to move, and it lasts for 8 hours.
Now, you've acquired some of the reviews of the film on the few rare occasions when it's been screened. What do the critics say about them?
Well, it's been described as boring, unwatchable, I think is a favorite description of the word. I think most critics categorize it as something where, okay, you pop in, you watch a little bit of it, and then you get on about your business. I mean, the thing that's interesting for it to me is that this represents an obsession for Warhol. He loved creating these very long things in which nothing happens. He created another film that's also on display at MoMA right now called Sleep, in which he shot somebody sleeping for 5 hours. At one point, he had pitched a television show called Nothing Special, in which the camera would come on and it would be a room full of people doing nothing. The sort of idea of this mundane chronicling of inaction was something that he was obsessed by. And I also think it's a precursor to our lives today. I mean, think of the webcam phenomenon. You can log on to a million webcams and look at a stationary shot of a building, and people are somehow fascinated by this. Well, in the 60s, you didn't have a webcam. You just filmed it for 8 hours.
Well, I figured out just how you're going to be able to take this all 8 hours, because you're going to be tweeting while you're watching this movie with some special guests at MoMA today. What do you think Andy Warhol would think about what you're doing during his movie?
Well, I think he'd be into it. The times that the film was screened, apparently it was a very social event. People would come and go. It'd be like a little bit of a party. People would be eating and drinking. And so it wasn't the kind of thing where you sat quietly in the theater holding onto your seat for 8 hours. It's also an opportunity to engage a discussion about Warhol and his legacy, about the history of the Empire State Building and New York City with some really interesting folks. We've got the editors of Art News and Hyperallergic covering the art world aspect of it. And then we've got literary and architecture experts like Brian Waterman and Mark Lamster who are going to pop in for different discussions related to the work and the building.
Sounds like interesting conversation in a very, very boring movie.
Exactly.
Carolina Miranda is our arts critic. To join the online discussion today, which WNYC is calling Empire Tweets Back, click on culture at WNYC.org. Carolina, thanks a lot.
Thank you.